We're almost 1 week in to the new Big Brother. Breed Kerr here with me, as always, lovely wife Kimberly.
Hello.
Who is responsible for my Big Brother addiction.
I am so excited that Big Brother is back.
I am. We're going to talk about that today. Every week, we're going to do a little Big Brother podcast, like we've done before with Celebrity Apprentice and American Idol.
Are we only going to do it once a week?
Mr. Sunshine? I don't know. We can't do it every day.
Come on now.
There's just too much. No. I got other things going on, I'm telling you.
Okay, if you say so.
Anyway. Well, and I'm not into it yet. I'll be honest with you. I love Big Brother, but the first week, I'm excited to see it happen, and then I get bored because there's too many people, and I don't know any of them. There don't seem to be any good conflicts yet. I got to get it down to maybe 10 or 11 people, and then I get a better read on who is where.
I agree. I mean, just like usually I kind of follow Big Brother online, right, on hamstertime.net. If anybody's interested, it's like a bulletin board, message board, whatever, for Big Brother and other reality shows. But, and you know, you don't get on there unless you want to know what's already happened that hasn't been shown yet. You know, I don't subscribe to the live feeds. Thank you very much.
I don't know anyone who does.
I'm too cheap for that.
Yeah, if it cost a dollar, I still wouldn't do
well,
it.
Well, we do have Showtime After Dark.
I haven't watched that at all yet.
No, I haven't. I turned it on the other night, but it's 4 hours every night. Is it 4 hours or three hours?
It's 3 hours. And a lot of times it's just like 3 hours of Jeff eating cereal.
You know, oh my God, I hate it when they show anything. Them eat. Yeah. That's one of my pet peeves anyway, is I hate people making noises, but they got some... I mean, having a microphone right up next to your mouth while you're eating is
not
just...
not sanitary. No, it's just not good.
We should get together a petition and beg them please not to show the people when they're eating.
Well, that's all they do. I mean, you remember for a while...
They eat and sleep.
For a while, they'd give them, you know, alcohol.
And smoke.
They'd play beer pong, that, and then they all got loaded and they had that big... drunken hot tub orgy that one. You remember when
that was the only year that having Showtime After Dark actually.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Big Brother. I keep calling it Showtime After. It's Big Brother After Dark on Showtime too.
And really, that's all. When I get it now, I'll
that's what you're
it.
Hoping to
I'll
happen.
I'll zip through it. I'm looking for either two people screaming at each other or drunken orgy. And really, that's it.
Season, who was on that season? There was like that Natalie and Maddie and
there was
James.
There was hung beyond all belief James. Yes. Holy crap. Yeah. That was something.
That sounded a little gay.
I can appreciate when a guy...
Okay, this is...
Okay, I'm just... When a guy can trap himself back, I just look it up on YouTube. I'm sure it's there. That's neither here nor there.
What do they call him, Crazy James? Because he had like different colored hair, and he had like a mohawk and weirdo tattoos all over him that they had to cover up with Band-Aids. And
We don't have a Crazy James yet. Here, no. What do we have on this show? We've got 8 people new. We started with 6.
Okay.
Returning contestants.
Well, first of all, you know, reading about Big Brother, I was kind of excited to hear that there were some people coming back, because one of my favorite seasons of Big Brother, I know you weren't watching it at the time, was the All-Star season.
Right.
And, you know, all the people that you're already kind of invested in or you already hate or really liked and were rooting for or whatever came back to the show. So whenever I read a couple weeks before Big Brother started that they were going to have duos, you know, they're going to bring back like 6 you know, former housemates or whatever. And they were actually letting people vote on like who they wanted. Not that that was going to influence the outcome, I'm sure. Right. But some of those people may actually have real jobs and lives by now.
Yeah.
But so anyway, I mean, I had my ideas of like people that I really kind of hoped to see. So they bring in like how many of them? 8, I think,
8
of the new people.
Yeah.
And, like, they're all in the house, and already you're just kind of like, ooh, these people are kind of boring, you know.
Yeah, that's always the first
but the first day, they all love each other, and everything is great, and, you know, they're not plotting against each other yet. And then they find out that, you know, these other, they know that there's not enough people in the house, so they know other people have to be coming.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Even the dumb ones could do the math. There's 8 of us, and there's more. They were counting bowls and forks
like,
and beds.
There's like 12 bowls. And
there's 14 forks. What are they?
So, like, the first... Do you want to talk about the people that are actually on there before we talk about
them? Most people have seen it, and they know who's in it.
Yeah.
If you're just coming to us now for the first week recap, I can't help you, dude.
Maybe people that have listened to our past, you know, podcasts would think, oh, we love Reed and Kimberly, and if they love Big Brother, we're going to watch it, too.
Well, then just jump on tomorrow night's show. That's what it could tell you. So the new contestants come in, and they pair up, which is always fun. And by fun, I mean treacherous, because you know nothing about these people other than, like, the very first instinct you get when you meet them. Mm-hmm. You know, scary, not scary. And so these people just kind of bond together, and then they're stuck together for a month. Remember the year that Adam won, and he was paired with the
penthouse Sheila.
Sheila, yeah.
Well, they were all paired together, yeah.
But they were like handcuffed together. I mean, they were really
Time, yeah. But yeah, they had to sleep together. Yeah. And remember, Adam and Sheila didn't have a bed the first week or something, and she was so pissed about that. Yeah.
He was another one of those guys.
Oh, he was disgusting.
He was really disgusting.
Yeah.
And probably the reason now they make you sign a waiver when you get on the show that you won't use your winnings to start an interstate drug ring. Dumbest dude ever on the show.
Wow.
Anyway, okay.
Dumber than Richard Hatch from Survivor?
Yeah. Yeah. Because Richard Hatch, I think his whole thing was, I won this offshore. I shouldn't have to pay for it. And yeah, he just keeps
I thought his number. Defense was he thought that CBS or the production company or whatever was going to pay the taxes for him. And you know, he still never paid them.
Yes.
And he never
That's
filed.
That's why he wasn't on the end of the Celebrity Apprentice.
Right.
They got him again.
He had to go back because he didn't file that year still or whatever. Yeah. He's just retarded.
I will guarantee you this. The IRS will find you. Ask Willie Nelson. Ask Wesley Snipes. They will get you. Anyway, okay, so we got eight new contestants. Adam and Dominic are together. Dominic's a weasel. Adam's a metalhead. That's all I got.
Yeah, Adam screams a lot.
He does. Adam looks like Louis C.K.'s angry cousin. He just, I got nothing on him other than he just yells metal a lot. It's like having Brian Posehn in the house.
Yeah.
He's just, yeah.
Yeah.
There is Cassie and Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
Who might be the same person separated by about 10 to 15 years.
Maybe.
We've got...
I like them so far.
They haven't offended me. We've got Luan and Kalia. Kalia is the carry of Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah.
And Luan is your standard issue gay dude they always have on the show.
Does anybody really think that endears them to people when they claim that they are the Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City?
If you watch a lot of Sex and the City, you'd think that was good.
No, I watched Sex and the City, and I thought it was retarded. Where's the big flower? Where's the funky clothes?
Where's the style? Yeah. I'm pretty much the LeBron James of drapes. Yeah, no. And then we also have Keith and Portia, who is the guy who is very into Jesus and sex.
He's like a youth minister or something like that. And then in the same breath, in his introduction, he starts talking about how he really tries to get with as many women as he possibly can.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that at some point there will be a scandal about him and his church when he gets out. At some point there will be youth minister sex ring or something. He's just too horny for everything else to work
for. Well, you kind of got to be careful about that. You got to think about your outside job, what these people are going to be seeing you doing. And a couple years ago, the guy that actually ended up winning, Dan, he worked at some kind of Catholic school.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a coach or something like that?
Yeah, he was a football coach at Catholic school.
Yeah, and he seemed to be a decent guy. I don't remember him doing anything outrageous.
He didn't pop Jerry in the mouth when Jerry yelled at him that he was going home.
Oh my God, Jerry. That old dude, man, he was annoying.
He really was. We don't have an old dude anymore, do we?
No, the oldest person on the show is Shelley. She's 41.
Now, yes. Now, among the three couples that came back.
Oh, you're right.
You got Jeff and Jordan, who, they're cute together.
They're like watching paint dry. They're so boring.
They are so dumb. Oh, my God, they're dumb. They get dumber every time I see them. And they were dumb the first time I saw them, and they just keep, Jeff is big and strong, and Jordan is little.
Was Jeff Technotronic, or was that Brendan?
That was Jeff. Jeff was Technotronic. When they had to spell a word, and he made up a word. Jeff is strong, and Jordan is, bite-sized, and somehow the smarter of the two. I don't even know how that works.
Well, she's sweet.
Yes.
She's the sweet one, but of course, they can't underestimate her now. That's what happened to her season.
Right.
She just slipped on by, but now she actually won.
People who've won it before.
Yeah.
There's Brendan and Rachel, neither one of whom really came close to winning it, did they?
No.
Rachel got bounced in the round of
she
nine.
She was fifth, and he was sixth or seventh, or I don't remember. I don't have that up here right now.
I think you got it there in front of you. He was, She was ninth. He was sixth.
Yeah. That's right. She did go home before.
She went home before. She went to the jury house before him because remember he got the one day Pandora's box thing where he got to leave the house and she came back and they were. Remember she was running from room to room looking for him. It was hilarious. Brendan and Rachel were back.
I was very. First of all, I was kind of like on Jeff and Jordan walking through the door, and then when Rachel and Brendan
owns them apparently.
Yeah. When Jeff and or when Brendan and Rachel walked through the door, I was just kind of like, oh, my God, I can't stand her laugh.
No, and she laughs all the time at everything. Everything. She's
So anyway, I wasn't thrilled to see them either. So right. I was holding out hope.
Yeah, I was with you.
That it was going to be Dick and Danielle.
And they came through the door last.
They did. And as usual, we actually high-fived each other.
Yes, we did. I'm not ashamed of that because... No one that I had seen on the show, and you know, I don't have much time to get a feel on the first eight people. But Jeff Jordan, Brendan, Rachel, none of them had good personalities.
No,
I mean they were just there. We knew them, we were familiar with them. So in terms of liking contestants, we're a step ahead on them. But Dick and Danielle, that was the first season I watched. You got me to watch that.
Oh,
and I
that's
loved
right.
it. I haven't, you know, I haven't missed a show since then. Before we get to Dick not being there.
You picked a good season to start watching it because that one was crazy.
That was fantastic. I still do my Dusted impression when they, where I just look up and my mouth drops
when you
open
have,
slightly.
When you're wearing deep V-neck
t-shirt. Yeah. Yes. I will say this. Dick in high def TV looks like a bag of hell. Did you see him?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. We didn't have a high definition television then.
That we weren't close
he
to HD.
He looks bad.
He looks like old. Rogue.
Well, you know, he looked okay in the scenes in the house, but the diary room, he just
well,
looks
that diary
like
room
shit.
Camera is right there on you. Everything else.
Well,
is
and he needs
in.
To shave too because his beard is gray, and right. it, you know, obviously he dyes his hair, so he needs to do something about that beard.
Some colors dyes it with. With plums Kool-Aid. Or something. I don't know what it is.
I like his hair like that.
And then there's Danielle, who they weren't speaking, apparently.
Again.
It wouldn't be Dick and Danielle if they just came through hugging each other.
Well, see,
you know?
After the show, you know, when Dick won,
right.
he and his son had some big, major falling out, too. Mm-hmm. His son was, like, posting all kinds of crap about him on his MySpace at the time.
Wow. Yeah.
And, I mean, I didn't follow Dick, you know, over the years since he won. So I don't know what happened there. But then whenever they came in the house and they, you know, Dick kind of nonchalantly says, oh, yeah, we haven't talked for 3 years. Oh, I ran into her at my mom's house one day. So nice. I don't know.
Okay, so we got everybody back in the house and everybody's paired up. And we go to the first competition, which and I was noticing this. Jeff and Brendan are both big dudes. You know, every year there's a couple of big meat guys, like Hayden last year, just big, strong dudes. There's not a lot of big guys on the new contestants.
No, you've got Luan, the black fashionista.
Right.
Then
Keith, who
yeah.
is okay. I mean, he's but he's not like a big dude. He's
Dominic's well, not a
Dominic's
big guy
the weasel.
At all.
You know, Adam.
Adam doesn't look like he's in shape.
No, Adam looks like he might be able to like do something strenuous for a very short period of time, you know, like and then he's got to take a nap.
He does that a lot.
Yeah, that's it. So physical competition, I think, will go the way of the returning contestants, and that's what happened. Although it wasn't Brendan, it was actually Rachel who held on to the big slippery banana to win the.
That
HOH.
Was pretty amusing that they basically had to climb onto that banana thing with somebody's ass on their head.
Yeah,
and a lot of them had, of course, just met.
Just
and
met.
Dick and Danielle's ass is hanging out of her shorts. Pretty much, they had to like blur it.
You'd think that being on the show before, you'd know
to how
wear,
to dress.
You know, wear comfortable clothes.
Yeah.
So anyway, Rachel wins it, and
I was actually surprised. You know, she kind of made a deal with Dick and Danielle there. They were both still hanging on. I think Dick knew he was getting ready to fall, but Danielle looked like she was up there.
Yeah, Danielle and weighs, Danielle doesn't have the gratuitous implants that Rachel does. She could have hung
that's
her probably
true.
Longer.
But yeah, they made a deal with her, and she told him that she wouldn't put him up, which
but she didn't.
She didn't, but I really thought that was kind of stupid on their part to trust her.
Well, okay, that brings us to the other thing. The big twist this year is not just that they're teamed up, but that one when you nominate a team, one person from that team goes home, and one person is safe through the first 4 weeks of the show. This brought up a lot of questions, because if you have a team, like this week, they nominated Keith and Portia, one of them stays. You know, right. You can't get rid of one of them for a month, basically, when you get rid of the other one.
But they also can't play for head of household.
Right.
They can vote. I guess they can't play for the veto. They can't play in any of the competitions. They can still vote.
Mm-hmm. You still have your voting power.
Right.
But you really don't have to worry about head of household because you don't have the pressure of being HOH.
But, you know, I mean, it's only going to get them through a few weeks. Yeah. You know, once they get past that 4 weeks, obviously they're going to split them all up. Yeah,
they don't. Nobody. This won't be a. It'll be like everything else. This stands for a little while, and then they break them up individually. So we'll probably have 4 weeks of this, and then everything else comes open. But it does kind of make it interesting because Danielle now has the golden key. And she was complaining about it. Why? You're safe for a month. You did nothing. Your dad left the show for reasons no one knows. And I just kind of skimmed what Evil Dick said on his website, Twitter, whatever he's got, that it was somebody close to him and he wasn't going to say what it was for... It was a health problem with someone close to him and he didn't want to say who or what because of that person's privacy, which could mean that nothing actually happened. Right. When this is all said and done, I'd like to see if this actually happened or if this was just Evil Dick's way of getting some publicity and getting his daughter a golden key or getting her farther into the show.
Possibly. Maybe he didn't want to be there at all.
Because if they come to you and they go, we want you and your daughter back again, you'd have to think, okay, we got to be playing in teams. You wouldn't want both of us back. It's not an all-star season. You want us back and you want us back together because I imagine if one of them didn't want to play, then they wouldn't have interest in the other one either.
Oh, well, I'm sure that the duos...
Evil Dick and Dustin back together.
They all knew what was going on before they got there.
Yeah, so this could have been... You know, remember, Evil Dick was the guy who had his son send him a note that was coded to... there was some word in it that he was looking for, and if he saw that note, saw that word in that note, then it meant something. It meant somebody was plotting against him.
Right.
You know, pretty good thinking ahead there. Evil Dick is... A sneaky bastard, I think we would say around here. So this...
Dick was absolutely disgusting yes. His season. I didn't have a problem with his behavior, surprisingly enough, because he was abusive. He really was. But I really hated his spitting all the time. He's a smoker. I wish it was just the... It was disgusting. I mean, and he spit all over the yard, and those dumbasses that go out there and walk around with no shoes on.
Yeah,
it was gross. Yeah. I did hate that. I really hated that. And it's one of the reasons that made it difficult for me to... Did they even have Showtime after the Big Brother After Dark then? They did, didn't they?
I think
they
did, but we didn't have it. I'll go ahead and let everybody know. We got Showtime because of Big Brother After Dark. You talked me into it.
No, we did have it because I remember... Yes, we did.
I don't think we did.
Yes, we did.
I don't think we did.
We did.
I'll edit all this.
Because I remember the last week of the show, it was only Dick and Danielle in the house, and it was boring as shit to watch.
Well, maybe we got it late in the season then.
I don't remember. I don't know. I think I talked you into it. We actually had to get Showtime because I wanted Big Brother After
Dark. I remember watching a whole week of Adam and... Was it Adam and...
Ryan and...
Mercedes. What was the guy's name? Memphis. Was it Adam in Memphis? Walking around snorting, spitting, eating cereal for a week. That last week is just atrocious.
I'm kind of mixing all the seasons up. I remember some people. But
anyway, so Dick goes home. No one knows why. We may never know why. So he's out, and Danielle's got a golden key. So she's already in it for the next
month. They're all, you know, all of the veterans, as they're, you know, called, they're all pissed off because they had six people, you know. Now they have five, and one of them can't compete.
HOH, right.
So they're kind of handicapped there. And can Brendan and Rachel play head of household?
You know,
because they should be able to. I think Brendan can.
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me that? You thought Brendan could? Because technically he didn't
logically
win.
Logically he didn't win it, so he should be able to. But we don't know. That hasn't been revealed to us yet.
Because that'll suck if it's only Jeff and, Jeff and Jordan competing.
If they're doing everything as teams... Then, it's just Jeff and Jordan, and it'll probably be a math question, and that'll just knock it out right there. They put up Portia, and Keith, and I think Keith wins my award for a guy who thinks he's running the house way too early in the season.
Oh, yeah, he's already got his little alliance together, the Regulators. you know.
I guess Young Guns was on TNT the weekend before they showed
up. I always love it when they try to come up with their name for their alliance. It's hilarious.
Well, you know, it's no Brigade, you know, like the Meow Meow put together last year.
Man, Enzo, I started out really not liking Enzo, but towards the end, he was kind of comical.
Yeah, it was comical. That's the best way to put it. But he wound up, he won with 50
grand. Well, he had more of a personality than Hayden did.
Hayden was a surfboard. Yeah, he was just wasn't. But
he was cute.
He wound up with the cash.
Yeah,
he would hustle in those physical challenges.
Yeah,
and see, there's nobody this year who's going to do that except for Jeff and Brendan.
True.
And like I said, if it comes down to math, those two are dead in the water. Keith and Portia both are fairly sure they're not going home, aren't they?
Okay, that whole situation is hilarious. I've never seen that happen before. Okay, because Dick
I'm
going to
throw this contest, and she doesn't even know it. I'm going to throw this contest,
and he doesn't even know it.
Yeah.
Because Dick had talked to Portia and kind of tried to get her on their side.
Right.
And I think she was down with that. Mm-hmm. But she made the mistake of telling Keith, who is her partner. So, I mean, but he had already made his own little deal that didn't include her. And so he told everybody else, you know, Portia's basically telling them that we'll do whatever they want. And, you know, she's with them. So, you know, we need to get rid of her. So
these partner situations are not really partner situations, are they?
Well, only where
for a little while.
Well, Jeff and Jordan are concerned and Brendan and Rachel, because they want to stay together. So what happened this week was, because that Keith is sure he's staying in the house and Portia's sure she's staying in the house, although I don't know why, because there's not that many people that can vote for her. Mm-hmm.
That's my phone. Don't worry about
it. Okay. Anyway, they go to the veto competition, and you're right. I mean, that shows them both doing their little diary room things, talking about how I'm going to throw the competition, and they don't even know it. And they did.
Right. With great difficulty, because it was a mental process. And
Jeff and Jordan
were just, you know, Jordan has more money than I will ever see in my lifetime because she won. But, Lord, they're just not very quick sometimes.
No, they're dumb.
D-U-M, dumb. And the other two were trying to throw it. And
Rachel, I mean, they're good at competitions. I mean,
I would find them $100 each time they call themselves by some stupid nickname. Okay, Pumpkinhead. Pow, right there. Just shoot you with a potato gun. Oh,
okay,
God.
Horrible hair extensions. I was really hoping her hair extensions this year would be way better than last year, because they were horrible.
And your verdict?
I don't understand somebody that wears hair extensions sometimes, but then not, you know, like, oh, on eviction night, I'm going to wear my hair extensions. I thought the whole point was for it to look like, hey, this is my hair.
I always have hair. Yeah.
You know, she might as well just put a damn Dolly Parton wig on. Remember,
know,
what
I'm
was the chick, Rennie, was that her name?
The
chick
from older woman from New Orleans.
Yeah, I liked her, because she had wigs and stuff like that she would wear. And
she was upfront about it. She brought them
well,
in.
Well, yeah. I wish I could wear a wig. They're just too hot. It's too hot down here for a wig.
It's too hot for anything. It's barely.
I'm thinking about shaving my head.
Are you? Yeah. Let me know how that goes.
Speaking of which, have you seen Sinead O'Connor lately?
That's a left turn. No.
Sorry, shaved head, you know. Okay. I saw a picture of her like on TMZ or something like that the other day, and she's let her hair grow.
Yeah. Well, she did a long time ago.
And, you know, she's older now. She's how old is she? Probably our age or older?
I'd say probably early 40s, yeah.
And the caption basically was, Sinead O'Connor has become Susan Boyle.
Oh, that's
she
not
did
good.
Not look good.
Well,
she's not aged
watch?
Well.
She was a rock star. Remember, Prince held her captive
for a very short period of time, until she ripped up that picture of the Pope.
Yeah, that was...
That didn't go over well.
No, that kind of bombed out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Enough Sinead-isms.
Okay.
That's, I just...
She still had an awesome song, thanks to Prince.
Right. And remember, she did claim that Prince like held her captive that one time, wouldn't let him out of the house. It's Prince. He's like 5'1". Just walk off,
what,
Sinead.
Did she and Boy... Did he and Boy George ever
change
her radiator?
Yeah. All right. So, finally, with the other two teams not very good, Brendan and Rachel win the POV. And Rachel wants to pull off this power play. We control all the power in the house. But nobody wants the POV. It's like you have... It's like you have something that you can't even give away. Nobody else really wanted the POV.
Well, she goes around like...
She's trying to sell it.
Yeah. Well, no, she's basically threatening them. Okay, I might use the power of veto. Why shouldn't I use it on you? If I don't use it on you, what are you going to do for me? You know, if you get head of household, you can't nominate us or whatever. I mean, how much can you really count on what these people are telling you at that time?
Right.
You're basically saying, okay, tomorrow I'm going to put your ass on the block unless you tell me what I want to hear right now. Who isn't going to tell her what she wants to hear?
Right. And the same thing with
just not a very good strategy. Evictions.
Because you can say, okay, Keith, if I vote for Portia, then you won't put me up, right? That's a month from now.
Right.
That is a month from now. And by the time that bet comes due,
everything will have changed.
There'll be four people gone. You're okay usually in the House about a week, unless you get caught screwing somebody. Your deals hold up about a week. Making one a month in advance is just ridiculous. That's not that they won't even remember at that point what's going on. So Keith and Portia, who goes home?
I hope it's Keith.
You know what? I think it's Keith. I think Keith is talking too loud.
Talked to batshit the other day, and...
Well, okay, remember a couple of years ago, the year Dan won, I think his name was Brian.
Oh, there was the very first week.
First week, Jerry, the old Marine, was in charge of the House, and Brian had been in this Coast Guard or the Salvation Navy or something. He had been in some branch of the service, and they had a thing going... And he knew he wasn't going to get voted out, and so he bragged it all over the House. I'm running this House.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other, like, 12 contestants all went to Jerry and went, you got to get rid of this guy. I mean, it was unanimous. And Jerry was
well,
like,
well, see, that very first week of head of household anyway is very tricky.
Yeah, you don't
a lot
want
of people
that.
Don't want it because you're immediately making enemies. And Jerry was kind of smart about it. I mean, he didn't make it some big power thing, you know, like Rachel. And he kind of let them tell him who to put up.
Right.
And, so, is why that old bastard lasted so long
I think
in the game.
He went in the round of three, didn't he?
He lasted a long time. Oh, God.
But I think the guy's name was Brian. But he lasted that one year.
I think
year.
You're right.
Wasn't he one of the ones that was that almost came back the year Jesse came back? I think he was.
Yes.
So he was.
Was it like... They had them all standing out there or something like that. And they're like, surprise, one of you is not going to be going in the House or something like that. Wasn't it like that?
Yeah. And he was on the show for 2 years, but he was only on it for like a week and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he didn't even get a SAG card out of that
problem. He didn't even get to go in the House last time. Yeah.
Maybe they should bring Jesse back to be Danielle's partner.
Oh, my God. I am surprised they didn't bring somebody. You know, Dick wasn't even there. I mean, actually, in real time, he probably was there at least a week.
He was there 6 days.
Okay.
Because he was gone the day they moved in. So I believe, from what I've seen online, he was there for 6 days. I guess the first week is like 2 weeks long because they have to move him into the House and they have all the... By the time the first episode goes on, first episode last Thursday, they already had footage of the haves have not thing with the milk.
That was funny.
That was pretty good. they already have all that stuff put together. So I guess the first week is actually 2 weeks long.
Mm-hmm.
But so he was there about 6 days. Yeah, I wonder if they had somebody.
They should have had somebody like sequestered and they could have brought in, you know.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed that they didn't bring somebody in.
Yeah. Maybe bring in Tommy Lee. We wouldn't even notice, really.
Tommy Lee. He's got the good hepatitis.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, Tommy's in the pool. Everybody out of the pool. Everybody out of the pool. We got to pour the bleach in the pool.
No pool jokes where Tommy Lee is concerned. Bad read.
Everybody there's the pool is only like 2 feet deep. Everybody's taller than that, so I'm just saying. Shout out to Tommy Lee's pool parties. Nicely done. Anyway.
God.
Okay, so Keith and Portia, we both hope Keith goes home.
Yeah.
And I think he will because at this point, it's more... I think your first week, you are more interested in getting rid of a danger because you don't know anything about anybody. You've had, I guess, 13 days by the time you vote to decide what you're going to do. You can't really... I think it works this way. We'll just kind of wrap up on this. I think this, while they're in pairs, it doesn't help you to save anyone. It only benefits you to get rid of dangerous people.
Mm-hmm.
Because Keith can say, well, I won't put you up on the block, but it's going to be a month before he has the ability to put you up on the block. The golden key holders are taken out of the mix almost completely, although they still can vote. So at this point, you look at Keith, you look at Portia, and Keith seems to be the more active member of the household. He looks like a guy that he's trying to screw his partner already. He could wind up screwing you later, I would think. And again, it's always easier from the outside, and it's awfully dumb on the inside sometimes with the decisions they make. It looks to me like Keith is a more dangerous player, and I think he'd probably get bounced in the first round and not even make the jury house. That's always the... There you go. You're going to go back to the real world. I don't get to... No, you don't get to stay. You don't get to go to the good house. We don't care if you watch TV.
Just so he basically only gets paid for being there for like a couple weeks.
Yeah, he gets like 2 weeks of scale, and that's it. And he gets to interview Julie
Chen.
Here's
your $1,500. I hope we get the Justin jaw drop when he gets eliminated.
I wish it was a video blog, just so I could do that. Just that you're looking up at Julie, and just the bottom, the head does not move except for the bottom of the chin. It just drops open about an inch. And you stagger over, you pick up your bag, you stare off into the distance, and you walk out the door. You never see it coming.
That may have been the funniest Big Brother moment ever, because he was such a dick. I actually started out kind of liking Dustin, but he became an arrogant ass. Well, and remember when he started wearing the crown and shit around the house and the, you know.
He was the master of the deep V-neck
t-shirt. Oh my
god,
those shirts were so ridiculous. But, okay, he only had one. He wore it every day.
Yeah, and didn't he leave it to the guy the next year because it was another gay guy with another gay stereotype with the deep V?
Reagan. Didn't Reagan have... Yeah.
I liked Reagan.
I did too.
Okay. Of the six contestants who came back into the house, Dick won, and it was sheerly through Dick's brute force of will that Dick and Danielle both made it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Danielle didn't do much. She was not a target, but she didn't do much. Jeff and Jordan, Jeff pulled off the biggest and yet dumbest power play in the history of Big Brother, thereby keeping himself safe for exactly as long as he could win the POV or the head of household, and then as soon as it didn't, he was gone.
Yeah.
And Jordan just existed. I mean, she just hung in there, won some contests, wasn't threatening to anybody, and you know, won when she had to. Brendan and Rachel didn't do anything very well. Brendan won some contests.
Well, they definitely made
bounced.
Enemies right off the bat. Right. I mean, they were just so annoying, and they were obviously a team from the very beginning. Yeah. So, I mean, people are always threatened by that. If they really see that you have a really strong alliance, they're, you know. Mm-hmm. So
I wonder, because you can't give your, if you win, you can't give your prize money to other contestants. You know, because it was that thing, Dick could pay for Danielle's school, but he couldn't give her money. You know, you can't, like, if me and you go to the finals, we can't just make an agreement with ourselves that we're going to split the $550,000.
Right.
You know, they don't let you do that. I wonder if Brendan and Rachel were to go, if one of them were to win it, if they couldn't give the money to the other one, even if they were married. Wouldn't that be funny?
Rachel wouldn't give the money to him anyway. He'd probably give all of it to her. He's really dumb.
If they wind up on the block together, it will be hilarious watching both of them try to get everyone to vote them out instead of the other one. No, take me. Take me and not Rachel.
No, no,
she
no,
serves
no.
Me. You know, you think they'd
Brendan would do that. Rachel would never do that. Can't you see how their relationship is? I mean, it's all
to look directly at
Brendan's him. Like, oh, you're so beautiful, you're blah blah, and she does not do that to him.
It's really a shame, because Rachel has spent so much money on pneumatic enhancements to her body, and I don't even notice that she's a biped. I mean, she's just so annoying. I can't even look at her. You know, there's some. You know, because Big Brother always has, like, a couple of bikini chicks on the show. It's, you know, I guess it's good for ratings. What was the girl? The girl, it might have been Evil Dixier.
Jen,
yes. You knew where I was going with that. But
he was mean to her.
He was horrible.
Did he pour iced tea on her?
Yes. Did he throw a lit cigarette at her? No, I don't think he did that. But
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, and Evil Dick woke him up with the pots and pans.
Oh, that was so funny.
Yeah, that was
wasn't that the Amber year where he just loved to make her
cigarettes.
Cry?
Yeah, because she was a cigarette girl. Yeah.
And she had admitted that she was like a former drug addict.
Yeah.
And like
don't
he gave her shit
don't
about
that.
And oh my God. He
I don't
was
care
mean.
If one of the items in your bag is a crack pipe. Don't ever admit weakness on Big Brother. Because now you see a lot more people come in and they're like, I'm actually a rocket scientist, but I tell them I'm a hobo. You know, they don't want anybody.
What was the black girl that season? Jamaica?
Yeah.
I think that, okay. And he, oh my God. Because she was like really kind of Jesus-y.
He went after her religion to start with.
Oh,
yeah.
That was.
That and was you couldn't bad. Get rid of him. You just couldn't. And the one week he was definitely going home, Dustin made the dumbest move I've ever seen on Big Brother.
put me up against him.
Put me up. And everybody
That'll went, really make him mad.
And everybody else around the room, they did that thing where they
the light suddenly, bulb over yeah, their head.
Suddenly panned to a quick shot of Jamaica, panned to a shot of Wamber, panned to whoever else was in the room. And they were like, yeah, we should put you up. Yeah. All right. So this week it's either Keith or Portia. We hope it's Keith. The other person will be free for a whole month. So... I think Keith goes home because he's the bigger threat. I hope so at this point, because whoever you keep, you would hope would keep voting for you. But at this point, you really can't tell. So, all right, that'll be tomorrow night, the live show. We will do this at least once a week. I'll put it that way. How about that?
Okay.
With the live show on Thursdays, I really didn't get into following everything on the internet like I normally do. You know, so... the Sunday and Wednesday shows actually mattered to me.
That's kind of where I was going with that when I started mentioning the whole hamster time thing, was that usually I start following that, and this time I didn't. I was so pissed when Dick left.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, ugh. I mean, obviously I was still going to watch the show, but I was very, very disappointed.
Well, he's our favorite contestant.
Yeah.
And he's back, and he's just doing a cameo.
It was like for one night, and then I'm like the next day, like, Dick left.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
they replaced Dick with Adam, the guy who ran an oxy ring with his money and brought him back into the house. So that's what they ought to do. Yeah, take him out of prison, put him in the Big Brother house for 3 months. Let's see how that would work. All right, we'll be back next week with more. We pick for Keith to go home, but Lord, at this point, it's hard to tell in the first week of Big Brother. More coming up next week. Thanks for listening to us, everybody. Enjoy Big Brother tomorrow night. We'll be back next week.